I'm just going to Denver. I don't know why.
Would it be different if you were going to the Mexican border?
Well, I'd probably be down to the Mexican border. I expect basically south is down and north is up.
Okay, would you ever use up and down in terms of elevation?
Surely would.
Okay, so you'd say we'd be going down to, what is down from here? Or we'd be going up, would you say we'd be going up to Denver?
Well, I never use that term, although Denver's higher than this, about 1,000 feet.
I see, so you up and down are probably for north and south. North and south.
Probably.
Okay, what about if you're going, let's say you're going to San Francisco, how would you express that?
Over, I reckon, because you'd cross the mountains.
Okay.
Although we wouldn't, we just, I don't know. You sure wouldn't say down, and it would be down.
How about to Rapid City?
We just go to Rapid City.
Okay. Would you ever say over or back or out in reference to those?
Yeah, we go out to Washington every once in a while. But we
go over to Rapid City, too.
Yeah, just go to Rapid City more.
I go over to Rapid City.
So would over might have reference to crossing a mountain range, perhaps?
Or probably, yeah.
Probably just east and west, right? Or it's hard to determine, isn't it?
That is. I just don't really think I could give you a real smart answer any more than that.
Okay. In the United States, we measure distance in
miles.
And let's say last winter, my car got stuck, and to get it out, I
pushed on it.
Or another way I might have gotten it out is I
pulled on it.
Okay, great. And how would you express a short distance? You would say a town that's close to here. You would say it's just. Would you have a cute little term for expressing that?
I don't think so.
You just say near or close, I guess.
I just don't know what I'd say on that. I don't think I got a term for it.
Okay, let's try another one. How about if you were on a long trip and you had a long way to go before you got there, you'd say, we're not halfway, we still got a...
long ways to go.
That's okay, long ways. Okay. And if something is rare, you could also say it is...
scarce.
Okay, exactly. Where would you catch a train?
Probably at the depot.
Okay, and...
the station.
And another term for train would be...
locomotive?
For the whole string of cars. I don't know how to get this one.
Amtrak might work.
What RR is short for?
Railroad.
There we go. I'm sorry. And where would you go to see a movie?
Theater.
Okay. Would you ever call a movie, or is there any other term you might use for a movie?
Show.
Okay. Sometimes people call them picture shows, and they call their theater a picture house. Would you ever call them that?
Probably not. I might use the term picture show.
Okay. What about if you're going on a trip, you would stop off in a town that you don't know anyone in, you'd stop off at a...
information center?
For lodging, excuse me.
At a motel.
Okay. And, let's see. We're just flying. We're getting pretty close to you. The relationship in space, for example, you have four corners. And you don't cross the street straight, but you go from this corner to this corner. You'd say you're going...
diagonal.
Uh-huh. Would you use any other term?
Jaywalk.
Would you ever say kitty corner or catty corner?
Yeah.
Which of those two?
Well, it would be kitty corner.
Okay. See? He knows. I would say kitty corner. And everyone else I interview says catty corner.